Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Midday News for Friday, December 14. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, opposition leader says newly enacted creed should have unlimited lifespan. Public Works Minister reiterates creed has not been established to replace public officers. Antigua-Barbuda calls on WTO to reform dispute settlement body and a Strasbourg shooting suspect killed by police, Paris authorities say. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and a Fast Cash.
But 3 days are back at Courts. Yes, you heard right. For just 3 days, Friday 14th to Sunday 16th December, shop at Courts and we'll pay your VAT. Plus, with Ready Finance, you pay nothing until March 2019. You deserve a break just in time for Christmas. Let Courts pay your VAT. Why wait? Your favorite offer is valid for a limited time. Friday 14th to Sunday 16th December, we'll pay your VAT only at Courts. Courts.
Tis the season for borrowing, and all across the land, the good folks from Fast Cash had a miracle plan. Get more than ever before was what a small voice said. Borrow more, worry less. Why not shop and travel instead?
Christmas just came early at Fast Cash. Now you can borrow more than ever before. Get a loan of up to $15,000 and fulfill your holiday wish list. We'll even give you up to 24 months to repay. Whatever you need, we can help you finance it. It's a Fast Cash Christmas. Terms and conditions apply. Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash.
Minister for Foreign Affairs Francine Baron says donor communities, including the UK through DFID, the Government of Canada, the EU, and the UNDP, have participated in the conceptualization of the Climate Resilience Execution Agency for Dominica. She says they have bought into the vision that the Prime Minister has expressed for making Dominica the first climate resilient nation in the world. The creed was enacted in Parliament on Thursday.
Madam Speaker, there has been absolute confidence expressed by them in the government, in its vision, and in its ability to deliver on what it has said that it intends to deliver. And with this organization, Madam Speaker, we will develop a blueprint that can be used for other small island developing states. Madam Speaker, we are on the cusp of a paradigm shift in how we do things in Dominica. This agency, this concept of building resilience is the only way that we as small island states can go, Madam Speaker.
Meanwhile, Baron has defended the absence of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerridge during the registering of creed.
But Madam Speaker, let me just say in relation to what the Leader of the Opposition said about the Prime Minister not showing resilience and not being there. Madam Speaker, all of the members on this side of the House are fully on board with the vision expressed by the Honourable Prime Minister to make Dominica the first climate resilient nation in the world. And Madam Speaker, he does not have to be in this House for us to be able to articulate that vision.
True.
And the members of the opposition speak out of two sides of their mouth. Yeah. On the one hand, they want to say that the Prime Minister is a dictator. And on the other hand, they complain that he's not here in this House today, Madam Speaker. That the Prime Minister empowers his cabinet, Madam Speaker.
Sure.
And we are clearly capable and competent to deal with the matters in his absence under his direction, Madam Speaker.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton says the works of the Climate Execution Agency for Dominica creed as articulated cannot be achieved within 5 years. He says if this agency proves its value in Dominica, it should have an unlimited lifespan.
It should have an unlimited life, since the country is likely to suffer further impacts from extreme climate events in the foreseeable future.
Meanwhile, Public Works Minister Dr. John Colin McIntyre says the creed has in no way been created to replace public officers.
Don't do that to us by trying to get a little vote from them in creed saying that. Don't do that, fellas. Because if you already know the truth of this creed and our public officers, you already know for sure that this government has not sidelined this public officer. As a matter of fact, I heard you all mention about the jobs under creed and availability. To be honest with you, If you look at all the advertisements we put out there, we're looking for civil engineers as I speak. But the WASCO, for the ministry, we don't have them in Dominica. Gentlemen, you all need to take your time, understand this program, understand what we're trying to do here. Stop opposing.
However, leader of the parliamentary opposition in Dominica, Lennox Linton, feels concerned that the Prime Minister of Dominica schedules the date for parliament sessions on 12 December and left the country along with Minister for Climate Resilience and the Environment, Joseph Isaac. Linton told Q95 on Thursday that based on the Prime Minister's actions, it appears that the Prime Minister is uncomfortable with the legislation for the operation of CREED.
There were lessons learned.
Prime Minister is not happy with that. He doesn't like that arrangement, but he has no choice but to let it be, because without it, Dominica is not going to get the levels of donor assistance it needs for the climate resilience development of Dominica. So he has no choice in the matter, but he doesn't like it. And he, in my view, was uncomfortable with the idea of coming to Parliament to stand and present and support a bill that effectively represented a vote of no confidence in himself and his cabinet. So he sent the rest of the cabinet to do it. Remember what I said, you know, it is the Prime Minister who schedules meetings of the Parliament. He knows the date. The Parliament is the highest decision-making body in the country. And if you schedule a meeting of the Parliament, you must know that you're scheduling it on a day that you are going to be available. So when all of a sudden you schedule the date, and then the date comes, and the Speaker of the House is presenting an excuse from you that you cannot attend the meeting, knowing the importance of what is in front of the Cabinet, the only conclusion that can be drawn is that you have used an excuse to run away. You're not sick. You are alive and well. But you chose something else over that meeting that you scheduled to pass the act that will bring the creed into existence. And guess what? The bill is in your name.
Additionally, Linton mentioned a second bill to amend a part of the Tax Act, which was also under the Prime Minister's name, but presented by the Deputy Prime Minister.
You appointed a climate resilience minister 8 months ago, and of all the people that you could take with you on that secret overseas mission that nobody knows anything about is the climate resilience minister, who should, in your absence, have stood up to present the bill. No, you take him with you as well. You leave behind an acting prime minister, and he himself is not willing to take up the responsibility. So the bill in the prime minister's name is not presented by the acting prime minister. But interestingly, the other bill for debate yesterday, a bill to amend some tax acts, which was in the prime minister's name, was actually presented by the deputy, by the acting prime minister, Rachel Ostrey. But in terms of the bill for the Climate Resilient Act 2018, he wanted no part of it, so it fell to the foreign minister to present it. They are uncomfortable with this bill, and we can understand why.
Still on the local scene, senior extension officer with the Ministry of Agriculture, Felix Leslie, says the floriculture sector has not received the kind of attention that it is supposed to. He says a number of people are involved in this area, and his ministry would like to see greater things for the sector. This realization comes as the island seeks to increase its production, pending the upcoming hotels on island and plans to increase the tourist arrivals.
We are looking at a very important sector, and that is the floriculture sector. This sector, I must admit that there are a number of individuals who are actively involved, but this sector have not received the kind of attention that it's supposed to receive. We would like to reverse that trend and pay more attention to the farmers involved in floriculture.
And president of the Dominica Amateur Radio Club, Inc., Darcy, Joseph Raymond, says his club is available to provide valuable information to telecommunication stakeholders to better manage the network before and post natural disasters. This is in the wake of the recently concluded regional consultation on the role of telecommunication services in risk reduction and disaster management. Raymond says amateur radio operators also play a significant role in providing contact in such disasters.
There were lessons learned, and we were able to offer best practices post Hurricane Maria, and so the rest of the region, the rest of the world, and even international organizations were very much keen on knowing what we did, why our systems stood up during the hurricane, and so we were able to share our experiences with these organizations during this conference. And so telecommunications, we know without communications, you cannot do anything. And so we amateur radio is just one segment of communications. And so we try to explain that when all normal channels of telecommunications fail, ham operators, amateur radio operators are able to use the equipment in disaster mode and communicate with other amateur radio operators across the island or across the region or across the globe.
In other news this afternoon, Antigua and Barbuda has officially intervened in the ongoing discussions concerning the reform of the dispute settlement understanding of the World Trade Organization, WTO. This intervention was made by the country's permanent representative, Colin Murdoch, during the December sitting of the organization's General Council meeting, Antigua Newsroom reported. In his presentation, Murdoch expounded on the Twin Island State's experience with the limits and inequities of the system specific to the non-attainment of compliance to the rulings and recommendations of the WTO dispute settlement body concerning dispute 285, United States measures affecting the cross-border supply of gaming and betting services. And the man suspected of killing at least three people and wounding 13 others at Strasbourg's famed Christmas market has been killed by French police following a shootout not far from the scene of Tuesday's attack. Sheriff Chicat, 29, was shot dead on Thursday evening, 2 days after he first disappeared, sparking a massive manhunt involving hundreds of police officers, soldiers, and anti-terror specialists from three European countries. French Interior Minister Christophe Castaner said police recognized a man who looked like Chicat walking on the street in Strasbourg's Neudorf district on Thursday night and approached him. He opened fire on officers when they tried to question him, he said. Castaner said police returned fire, killing the suspect. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Opposition leader says newly enacted creed should have unlimited lifespan. Public Works Minister reiterates the creed has not been established to replace public officers. Antigua Barbuda calls on WTO to reform dispute settlement body. And Strasbourg shooting suspect killed by police, according to Paris authorities. The news has brought you compliments, Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Top of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.